play-by-play.
Well, thank you, Austin. As we just get underway here, the Wookiees will have the basketball. It's actually Tri-Valley got the tap, but the Wookiees get it right back. And they'll start the usual five. Elena Mack with Sadie Newton. Inside, Jaleah Duarte. Here's Duarte with the first shot of the game. And it's a two-pointer. Duarte working inside against Rachel Kaufman. She's a sophomore, and a lot like Jaleah, as down goes Kaufman, run into by Monica Ichmanov. Kaufman has a couple of inches on Duarte, though, and these two teams, of course, met back in February in the Sioux Valley Classic there. I was supposed to look up that game. I wanted to so bad and go over it last night, but it was too late at night. There's the three-pointer on the outside by Jasmine Backdugan for Tri-Valley. They take the one-point lead. There's Elena Mack with it. Comes down the right side, flips the pass out to Leilani, and Bramble's going to try the three. That doesn't go. The rebound taken down by Jaleah, but she's fouled. And so the first foul of the game. It's going to be on by Klugen. So Jasmine with the first foul of the ball game. Ball comes into Brandle. Out to Mack. Three-pointer on the way for Mack. This one is off and out of bounds. It'll be Wookiees basketball. By Klugen getting a hand on it. Mack with it to Newton in the corner. Sadie's shot. This is there, and the Wookiees got to the rebound. Pennington comes away with it, though. And then stolen away as they go to the outlet pass. Jaleah gets it to Mack, and Mack will miss on the three-point try there. So this will be Warriors ball out of bounds for Tri-Valley. They start Brianna Mayo. She's a sophomore. They go with Bikrug, and she's a senior. Another senior, Victoria Pennington. And then Aaron Kuzwilski, she's a junior, and joined by the sophomore post player, Rachel Kaufman, a sophomore. This is Kuzwilski with it. Looks it down on the baseline, trying to go inside to Kaufman. Stolen away there by Sadie Newton. Newton back the other way. Now will flip it back to Mack instead. Following the play, Brianna Mayo picks up the steal. And Newton pokes it away from Byfield as he comes across the timeline. Mayo rolling down. Brianna got to get it inbound and does try to throw to Kaufman. As she had Krasnowski up here and not coming to the basketball, kind of left Brianna hanging out there in the open for Tri-Valley. So an easy one for the Wookiees to get there. They play such good defense, she was worried to throw it to anybody. Here's Jaleah Duarte with the three. Duarte, not usually a three-point shooter, but we know she can do that. Then jumps out to a 5-2 loser. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Duarte with both buckets for King Cove. A three-pointer from Jasmine Bikwagon for Tri-Valley. 5:59 to go here in the first quarter. Rookies and the T-Jacks both going for a championship today. The T-Jacks coming up against Nunamute from up in the North Slope country there. That game following this one, there'll be a pretty good break between games as the Rookies will put the pressure on. Here's Victoria Pennington ahead to Kaufman running the floor, tries to get up for the shot and knocked out of bounds by Duarte. This big floor here too. Now the girls have been playing half court for the last 3 days. Now they come out onto the full court. Wide open expanses. Here's Byflugan. Can't get it off the glass. Rebound to Monica Richmanis, the little senior, comes up big so often. She had a great day yesterday with some points on the board as well, as Leilani Brandle will try the three. Out on the wing, doesn't go. Pennington with the rebound off the net. Here comes Byflugan for Tri-Valley. as Duarte in front of her steps inside, can't get it to drop, and last catch by Bifugan. She's actually Bifugan, a runner. Remember watching her as a freshman. Thought, boy, if she ever learns how to play basketball, she could be pretty good. She's learned how. She's a senior, though, now. And a pretty good. She's really worked on her game. Here's Sadie. Newton's her three. Sadie was just hot yesterday as she hit 6 3-pointers, I think it was, of her 21 points. 18 coming from behind the arc. And Newton gets blocked off there by Kaufman. Now the shot by Pennington. She can't get it. As Kaufman and Duarte go to the floor fighting for that board, and that's going to happen a lot today. Kaufman hurt her ankle 2 days ago, but able to play yesterday against the six-footer for Kowalka. Did a nice job. Monica on the baseline gets double team, gets it out. Duarte over to Max for three. Laying a Max. Buries the three-pointer, and it makes it 11-2. They're actually, I thought it was 11-3. They said Bifugan shot actually apparently a two, not a three. As underneath, there's Mayo gets the bucket for Tri-Valley. Brandon Mayo puts two more on the board for Tri-Valley. They've got four. Here's Mack, misses it, and Yetchmenov gets the rebound. But triple-teamed, and there's Mayo comes away with it. Now tipped away by Mack. Mack has Bifugan in front of her. She'll hold up for a three instead. And Elena Mack, on a one-on-three break, hits the three-pointer. Kaufman back to Mayo. Now the ball stolen away by Duarte, and they call fouling on Duarte. Mayo came over to contest. And with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter, this is our media break, so we're going to send it back to our station. That's KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, bringing in championship basketball back in 60 seconds.
We're real proud of these girls. They're on their way to that gold, that big first-place trophy they've worked so hard for. We want to say thank you so much to you, the listener. It's always a wonderful adventure every basketball season, so thank you for being there with us. If you're not a member of KSDP, please give us a call at 383-KSDP or email us cw@apradio.org. You know, your contributions, your support, your membership are the reason we're here. We thank you so much for being a part of what we do. We're here to make these awesome games happen. It's our treat and pleasure. So thank you for your partnership and listening. And if you feel like being a member, we could really use your support as always. So give us a call, 383-KSDP. We'd love to make you a member today. Carl Pulliam's going to take us through the rest of the first quarter. The rookies are off to a dynamite start, looking to bring home that first-place trophy back to King Cove. Then we'll have the boys at 4 o'clock trying to do the exact same thing. So here we go, back for that first quarter. It's Carl Pulliam live in Anchorage.
As Bifugan tries to dribble by her, and Sadie picks up the foul. 14-4 score here early. As there's a steal by Yetchmenov. She gets it back from Elena Mack, and now the Newton. Sadie comes back to Elena as they've been focusing on her a lot. Yetchmenov in the corner. Quick movement by the rookies as Yetchmenov tries one in the corner. That's not there. And Brianna Mayo with the long pass. And off the hands of Przewalski. Mayo trying to throw out to Przewalski and off her hands out of bounds. So for the rookies in the backcourt against some pressure by the Warriors of Tri-Valley up there in the heat of the country. As here comes Mack into the lane. The Euro step doesn't get it. Rebound comes off to Jasmine. Przewalski will hustle it up court. Got the dribble still. And here comes the speedy Newman, or Newton, as she nearly took it away. Yetchmenov pokes it free. Out of bounds, it'll be Tri-Valley basketball in the ballgame now. Helena Valdivicio, as Valdivicio coming in, a sophomore for Tri-Valley. she comes in for Pennington. And Jalea Duarte with the rebound. That's her just man up in the corner. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound to Przilski. Jasmine has it, and we'll bring it up court. Przilski trying to get around Brandel and does. To the hole. She's got two. By Krugan with another bucket. Makes it 14-6 here. First quarter action, over 2 minutes to go. Sadie dumps it back to Leilani, and Mack left open will fire. This one hits high on the backboard, and Kaufman with the rebound. Mike Wigan with Valdivicio over on the side. Now they set up to Kaufman at the high post. Working against Duarte. She tries to throw down to Mike Wigan. Stolen away there by Mack. Sadie Newton back the other way. Tries to shoot for Sadie. Got it. Newton on the baseline just comes rolling in there. Puts that shot up and in. There's Beiflugen back the other way. Can't get it to go there. And the rebound taken down by Duarte. Out to Sadie. Newton back to Jalea. As they swing it over in the corner and on the baseline, here's Mack. Tries the shot. She'll get fouled on the floor. I think the foul probably going on, it is, it's going to be on Valdivicio. Now in for the Warriors, too, will be Lexi Lucibelli. This shot in and out for Max. Kaufman with the rebound off the miss, and ahead to Brianna Mayo. Now Pennington right there. With Brianna Mayo, and Bennington gets a two-pointer. Ahead it comes to Yetchmena. And over in the corner, it's going to be a a plug-in. As that's going to be a foul on the rookies with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Kaufman trying to save it, but it'll be rookies basketball. The turnovers coming because of the pressure, full court pressure by the rookies here, but there's Leilani in the corner. Brandel's got a three. 5 3-pointers here in the first quarter for the rookies. They lead 19-8. And their travel it is. Mitch Menef right up in the jersey of Aaron Przilski and creates a turnover. Beiflugen comes right back in after a quick breather. Now with 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Rookies have the basketball. Duarte left open at the high post. Kicked it down to Leilani. Back to Mack on the left wing. Duarte's going to drive inside. Puts the shot off a little bit too hard. Pennington with the rebound. Ahead to Brianna Mayo. And now to Usbelli. Down to 12 seconds to go. Beiflugen with it. Gets the screen from Mayo. Mack cuts her off on the baseline. Inside is Kaufman. Doesn't get the shot to go. And Kaufman goes to the floor. Duarte with the foul. Foul was no to Monica Yetchmena. Yetchmena picks up the foul. Actually, 3.3 seconds on the clock here, and referee checking on the book. As I give it to Yetchmena, but I thought Duarte actually in there on that. Anyway, let's see what happens with that. They might change it. Maybe not. Okay. Two shots, though, for Kaufman. For the rookies, fourth team foul. And at the line, Rachel Kaufman for two shots. First one is off. One more coming up for Rachel. 19-8 score. Kayla Calver gets ready to check in for Yetchmeno. Second shot on the way for Kaufman. Good. 1-2 from the line. Makes it 19-9 here with just seconds to go. Max going to race it up, try to get the shot. She won't. Not enough time there, and the first quarter finishes. It's the rookies on top by 10, 19-9 after one quarter of play in this 1A state championship game. The rookies lead by 10, back in 60 seconds on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Action with the rookies on top, 19-9, as here the second quarter starts. Joey Duarte will get it started with a shot inside, gets her own rebound off the miss, out to Elena. On the way from Max. Three in the game for her, three-pointers, as she has 9, 22-9. And Newton with the near steal there. Mayo gets by her now. Trying to go inside for Kaufman as they have the defense geared for that. Brandel drops down inside and pokes a three. Byfleet goes around at the baseline or at the free throw line and able to hit a shot there. 22-11. 7:14 to go first half. Gets underway here in the second quarter. Mack holds up. Byfleet and trying to stay with her and doing a pretty good job when you're talking about Elena Mack. Near steal by Jasmine as gets a hand on that one, and Jalea down low. Beisler got a hand on that too. Down goes Stockman out of bounds. It'll be rookies basketball. This is Mack way out on top there as Beisler. She's in the long arm she's got there trying to keep her at bay, and here's the drive in there. Mack comes up a little hard off the glass and bicycling through the floor. Jalea rolls away. It'll be Warriors basketball. Mayo to inbound underneath. She has Brzezelski, Kaufman, Pennington, and Byfleet. Yeah, here's the shot by Byfleet. Misses, gets the second try, and that one's off, too. Elena Mack with the rebound. Bring it up court into the four quarters. Mack steps back, three-pointer, this one off. And the rebound for the Warriors. There's a steal by Mack to the hole. She goes for two. Elena Mack gets a steal and the two-pointer. Coach Selena Dixon across the way for the Tri-Valley Warriors, assisted by Kevin Mayo. Doesn't like the lack of aggressiveness for the girls right there. I'm sure that was it, as Mack just kicked that ball away. Pennington had it and then threw the lazy pass over the top, and nobody really got after it except for Elena. Elena goes down and scores a two-pointer. So here early, 24-11, the rookies on top in this 1A state championship game. For King Cove, a chance to maybe become the first school since New Haven back in 2012, I understand. A researcher out in Sandpoint, Austin Roof, picking that one out of the archives. But for King Cove, girls and King Cove boys can win the championship. First time that's happened since then. And it doesn't happen often. I know that. We thought back, I think, perhaps on Alaska once and maybe even Sandpoint back about 20 years ago. But It's been a while. And I think Buckland did it back in the 80s, maybe late 80s. So it doesn't happen often. They get the school's boys and girls team. I know the Nilchik had a shot at it once there in early 2000s too, but the boys didn't win. So here is Mayo to inbound it, starting out of the timeout. They go right to Kaufman, and she tries to work against Duarte. Unfortunately, she has to work against Mack and Newton over there as they drop down to help out on defense. So they have Calver, or Kayla Calver. And therefore, the rookies now, too, is Kaufman going to the floor again. And she'll probably get called on the foul. So Rachel Kaufman picks up the foul by tripping up Duarte. She goes falling on the floor, and Duarte trips up over her. Here is Elena trying to go inside to Duarte. Duarte can't get it, but tips it out to Newton. As Sadie Newton. Newton can't get the shot to go. Or can't get the basketball. Now this ball poked out by Mack again. 24-11 score here. 5.5 minutes to go first half. And Beifugen with it for the Warriors of Tri-Valley. Trying to hang with the rookies here. They played them before. They're not talking to the coaches because the girls aren't scared of them like they were down in Tri-Valley. As here's a block shot by Kayla Calvi. Calvi keeps it alive, keeps tipping it, and Mack ends up with it. Calvi, the long arms of that sophomore. As Mack gets another 3-pointer. And the rookies out to a 27-11 lead. Elena Mack with 4 threes in the first half there. Here comes Beifugen all the way into the lane, off the glass. Can't get it to go. Duarte, the rebound in traffic. She gets it out now to Newton and ahead. Newton gets it back from Mack, or from Duarte, and blocked out of bounds as she storms through the hoop. Well, Elena Mack got the three-point shot going today, that's for sure. As Elena, now guarded by Kaufman out there, that's going to be tough for her. As Elena scores up and hits the 14-footer off the wing. She shed the defense of Kaufman with a good fake, brought the ball back. And here's the shot there by the rookie's missing, and the other way comes Beifugen, stolen by Duarte ahead to Newton. And Newton back to Duarte running the floor. She gets the assist, and Jaleo gets the two-pointer. There's Przybylski over to Beifugen for Tri-Valley. And the rookies, fans love these girls. Why not? They do so well out there. Pennington slipping inside. Foul there, I think, on Leilani. Five team fouls on the rookies. Three on Tri-Valley. And at the line, Pennington missing on the first one. You know, if you're going to take a championship game, though, too, and the Tri-Valley girls, I think, understand that. They got to play their absolute best game here against the rookies, and it hasn't been that. They're playing hard, but they've had the turnovers, not getting the rebounds when you should get them. Yeah, here's a steal there by Mayo, and that's the kind of things they need to do. Kaufman gets her first field goal. That makes it 31-13 in favor of the rookies, and a big play for Tri-Valley, plays like that. There's a tip pass. Out it goes to Newton. Sadie's got two. Here comes Beifugen. Newton gets in front of it, knocks the ball out of bounds. As Coach Lamar is shouting out, help her. And that means help her inside with Stockman. as Rachel posting up inside. DeWarty playing her one-on-one, and he wants the girls to drop down in there and help out. This is Mayos. He'll get it inbound to Kaufman. Gets a shot up, and to the floor again. She goes as goes over the line. The foul going to be on Katie Newton. Picks up her second. Kaufman goes to the line for two shots. Rachel, first one on the way, good. Kaufman had a big double-double yesterday for him, 23 points and 18 rebounds against the 6-foot duo of Kowat, as I think both their girls fouled out. Destiny Mayo did, or Marvin did. Yeah, well, Holy in their sophomore guard. The other girl had four. So she worked them over pretty good. Marvin ended up with just 5 points and for Kowat, as Kaufman had 23 and 18. Here's Pennington's shot in and out. Doesn't stay down, but the follow by Kaufman is good for two. So back-to-back buckets gives Tri-Valley 17 now and 34 for the rookies. Here's a tip pass by Pennington. And there's now the foul called on Kaufman. Davey Newton got the steal. Second one on Rachel. There's DeWarty with it. Foul on the wing. Now gives back to Mack. She'll go baseline. Tries a shot there. Rebound by Mayo, and to the floor they go again. But Ronnie Brando grabs it out of there. He's going to be a hold call. It's on Mayo. 5 team fouls for the Warriors. 6 on the rookies, as the shot there by DeWarty doesn't work. And the rebound taken down by Beiflugen, and then Newton chips it out of bounds. This will be Mayo to inbound. Mayo, dangerous pass there, almost stolen by Leilani and poked away by Leilani. Well, they dribble on the sideline, so Newton will get to put it into play for the rookies. As she has Mack to go to. Mack pulls up, 3-pointer, not this time. Rebound tipped out, Beiflugen after it, and it's going to be rookies basketball. A 34-17 score here, 2:18 to go before halftime. As Beiflugen gets screened off, and Kaufman cannot stay with Elena Mack at all. Mack gets the 2-pointer on the drive. Beiflugen. Back there by Kayla Calver. Coming across with the slap. That's going to be foul number 7 on the rookies. Kayla's first. One and one for Beiflugen. Jasmine will try the first one. Rolls around the rim, won't go down, and Kayla with the rebound. Ahead she comes to Brando, but too far. As the rookies trying to stay after it there, as Newton wants it back, and there's going to be a out of bounds. We'll see. Is it off of Tri-Valley? I believe it is. So rookies with Elena Mack with it. Mack will fire for 3. This one off, rebound by Brandell. As Leilani can't get it to go, gets her own shot. Now out to Newton. Newton pressured up there up top by Przygielski over to Mack. Mack to Dewari on the no look. He's got two. So Dewari with two more from Mack. As Tri-Valley. There's this ball tipped out there. And for the rookies, missing a shot there. The rebound off to Brianna Mayo. Maddie Newman in now for the rookies. They try to go into Coughlin again. Through the floor they go. Mack gets a hand in there, and there's going to be a call there. And rebounds off the miss here by the rookies, and Przygielski gets it back to Beiflugen. Here's Jasmine in the lane, puts it off the glass. She's got two. 38-19 as we wind down. 30 seconds to go here in this first half. And Mack will go inside. Now turn, shoots from in the key. One won't work, and the rebound comes off to Przygielski over to Beiflugen again. So Tri-Valley with a chance to get the last shot here. Newton says, you got to get it through me. And Newton chips it out so quick with the hands there as Brianna Mayo will inbound. 6 seconds to go here in the first half. And they go into Kaufman. Back out to Beiflugen. Three-pointer try, and there's going to be a foul on Mack, I believe, down there. It is on Elena. Jasmine Beiflugen will have three shots here. 3 seconds left in the first half. Second one on the way. Good. Beiflugen, two for two. She's got one more to go. 38-21. And Beiflugen, last one, misses. Tip out there. Pennington, they got to get it up quickly. They won't. Coughlin, I don't think, realized she's the best shot. When you get a rebound like that, put her right back up. Well, the first half ends. The rookies in front by 17. 38 for the rookies. 21 for the Warriors of Tri-Valley. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our halftime stats. You're listening to KSDP in 10 Point, bringing you 1-8 state championship basketball. The girls on top by 17 at the half.
Rookies doing a great job hanging in there, holding on to the lead. We'll say thanks to the sponsors and then be back for halftime stats up now on KSDP. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sand Point, to the Shoemaking Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sand Point, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sand Point Generating, the Shoemaking Corporation, Tel-Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. And finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP. Time for the halftime stats with Carl Pulliam live at the 1A Championship. The rookies up by 17. Let's see how that score breaks down.
Thank you, Austin. The rookies getting it done here in the first half. They lead 38-21 as Boy, the rookies, well, they got off to a good jump start there. And Elena Mack got things rolling. She's been double-teamed, triple-teamed. Teams have been focusing on her here. Sadie Newton's been the one to run out and get things started, and she usually is a pretty hot shooter throughout the game, but she likes a good start like that, too. And for the rookies, though, today, it was a full team effort as the 19 points in the first quarter, three-pointers from four different girls, and Jalea Duarte had one, Leilani Brandel had one, Elena Mack had two, and Sadie Newton had one. So when you were Tri-Valley, when they took the half or that quarter break, they probably looked down there and said, well, I thought we were supposed to cover Mack or Newton, but not all four of them. And, of course, Monica Yetchminoff took one in there, too, but didn't make it, as all girls certainly capable of making them. Yetchminoff made one yesterday in yesterday's play-in game. The three-point shooting, though, the key there, as they've knocked down eight of them here in the first half to make that 38-point lead. For, and I'm missing one in there, I think, is they have, I missed one of Sadie's, that's what it was. Sadie hit two of them, one in each quarter, that's what it was. As I was short 3 points, I thought, who hit that other three-pointer? And Newton got one early, or in the second as well. So double-figure scoring, though, from two players. Mack leads away with 16, 10 for Sadie Newton. Close behind, Jalea Duarte with nine, and Leilani Brandel has that three-pointer. Once again, though, the girls doing a great job causing turnovers, 16 turnovers on Tri-Valley. And you can attribute that to that great defensive pressure of the rookies. Monica ended up having to go out with three fouls in that first half. Sadie Newton picked up first, second, two in the second quarter. But basically, the rookies in great shape here at the half, leading 38 to 21. Over on the Tri-Valley side, just to look over that part too, it has been Jasmine Beiflugen that's kept them in the game. I talked about it for a little bit. You know, it's kind of neat with some of these teams. You end up getting to see them early, and where I'm at, I've often gone to the NIT tournament, the Sioux Valley Classic interior tournaments. I was in Fairbanks for many years, and I've watched the Tri-Valley school for quite a while once I got around them like that, living in Fairbanks. And Beiflugen was one of those girls that came along as a freshman. Watched her as a freshman, is like, man, that girl, she could get up and down the court better than anybody. Turns out she's a runner, comes from a runner family, and Beiflugen, though, I thought, boy, if she learns to play basketball, watch out, you know. And she's learned. She leads away with 10 points. Still not quite, you know, not coming with that basketball mindset, but she knows how to attack the hoop, and she's taking shots and making shots. And she hit four free throws there, missed on the one three-pointer I thought she had, but actually it was a long two. Still, she leads away with 10 points. Also, the rebounding, she leads away and rebounds with half a dozen of those as well. So she's the key for Tri-Valley. Now, Kaufman, she's come up with 7 points, but been bottled up as they keep trying to get the ball into her, and she's not open. The rookies are taking care of it. Coach Gary Lamar had shouted out at one point there after Kaufman made one bucket. He says, help her out. And he was pointing to the girls to help out Jalea. Duarte gives away a good 4 inches to Kaufman at least. And she's got the long arms too. So as a post player, you want to have somebody dropping down on her. And they've been doing that, and they kind of got away from it. And all of a sudden, Kaufman got a bucket or two. Oh, got fouled on one and got a free throw or a field goal. So, Coach Lamar always quick to make improvements when needed. He just does a great job with these kids. You know, while we've got the long, halftime break here too, I want to point out one of the things, as a community out there too, for King Cove and Sandpoint, folks listening in. The thing about this is, for you folks out in those isolated communities where it's hard to travel around. I look at this with Unalaska too. Making those road trips is one of the key reasons you see these teams at state doing so well. because they get to play certainly different gymnasiums on the road and against a variety of teams, to see a variety of defenses. They're not just playing each other all the time. And the road trip, being able to follow that this year was a fantastic opportunity. I'd do it again in a heartbeat, Austin, because you get to see how well the players work together. You see their personalities, the demeanor of the team, and things like that. And you get to talk to the coaches. And for them, getting game experience like that, probably a big part of the reason these kids are here in a championship game right now is having that kind of experience year in and year out. So keep supporting those kind of trips, because that's going to go a long way to keeping this string going of state tournament visits here each year for your school. Well, that's my editorial page to all into halftime section with that, as we're still over seven minutes away from the second half action. But it's the rookies on top, leading 38-21 here at the half, 19 points in each quarter, and holding Tri-Valley to 9 in the first, 12 in the second. Rookies on their way, hopefully, to a 1A state championship. We'll be back in 7 minutes with our second half.
Rookies doing really well, as we knew they would. It's going to be interesting to see what happens for the boys. I think that we've all kind of grown very accustomed to the rookies being a dominating force across every 1A team. I think they could beat probably be competitive with the 2, maybe 3A squads that are out there at the tournament this year. So it'd be very interesting to see what would happen if they played some of those squads. We may never know. But it's been really great to watch the rookies do so well. Thank you for tuning in. This is the 1A Girls State Championship, as the rookies just need to continue doing what they're doing. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out of the second half just storming the gates and blow up the lead even further. It's been great to watch them play so well. Double, triple teams on Elena, and, you know, that's the thing, though, with the rookies. You can triple team Elena, and then you've got Jalea, you've got Leilani, you've got Sadie. I mean, all sorts of threats on the King Cove girls squad this year. So, I mean, you can try to eliminate Elena, but and you just pass the ball to the other players, and the same thing happens. Let's play a little bit of music. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Carl and the second half of the ladies 1A state championship matchup. The second half, the girls did beat Tri-Valley by 31 earlier in the season. Let's see, they're up by 19 now. We'll find out what happens in the second half. Carl, take it away.
All right, thank you, Austin. And the girls will have the basketball start the second half, leading 38-21 as they go into Duarte there. A pickup by Pennington. Pass tipped, and Pennington ends up with it for Tri-Valley. And now at the other end, we'll keep going that way. Ooh, banging knees over there. That's Bifrugan. Put some contact there, and she's walking around stiffly over there. Mayo will inbound. Comes into Chris Bilski. Down to Kaufman. Turns and shoots on the baseline. This shot won't go. Rebound tipped in there. And there's going to be a foul on Kaufman, I believe, or possibly Pennington, but it's going to be on Kaufman, though. Her third. Here comes Mac. Mike Lugan still getting worked out over there. And here's the two-pointer. Good for Elena Mack as she comes swooping in there to get two-pointer. And now for Tri-Valley, they get the two-pointer. Brianna Mayo. Pribilski. Makes it 40-23. Pribilski's first bucket. So Duarte picks up the foul there, actually, on that play. Just trying to add Beiflugen back in the game. Good to see. And then this pass by Przybylski leading Kaufman, but way too much out of bounds. It'll be rookies basketball. Elena Mack has it for the rookies and brings it across his timeline with Przybylski backing down on her, but not giving her too much room. Then she mishandles out there, gets it to Leilani, though, on a push pass. Now back to Mack. As Mack drives down the lane, gets by Przybylski, gets a two-pointer. And I think Elena wanted to make sure she did that, as Przybylski playing pretty good defense on the time before. Elena lost her footing briefly, and here comes Beiflugen for Tri-Valley. Off the glass, she goes with the shot, and there's Jalea with the rebound in traffic. Duarte hands off to Elena, and Elena now will stop and pop over Przybylski and hit the... And she's just... In a way, I think she's took that personally, that Przybylski played a little bit too good a defense on her, and Elena said, first I'm going to make a two on a drive, and then I'm going to come down and make you think I'm going to drive and hit a three. As Elena, so good offensively, here's Beiflugen, as Shady knocks the ball free from her, and now at the Pennington to Brianna Mayo. Over to Beiflugen out on the wing. She'll try the three-pointer. That's not there. Newton out in front. She's going to get the pass from Mack. Here she goes to the hoop. Can't get that shot to go, and Pennington with the rebound. Then Newton with the foul call.
Foul charge for the rookie
for the
20.
No, foul went to Elena instead. Maddie Newman will check in for Sadie. As Newton. This could be a, was that a 5 second call? Yeah, 5 second call on Tri-Valley. They got the ball to inbound and just never got anybody moving in time. Here's Duarte with a nice fake there and then fouled by Kaufman. And Doherty, a lot of contact by Kaufman from behind. That's the fourth on Kaufman. Rachel still figuring that part out a little bit. You got to be careful out there when you pick those times to try to challenge a shot. And there, Doherty had beat her cleanly. His first free throw good. And Zabavicio checks back in, the sophomore for Tri-Valley, as Kaufman out. Second shot for Duarte, misses there. Boy, all of a sudden, whistles going and going. Duarte picks up the foul. That's Jalea's second. Here's Beiflugen coming up the sideline. It'll be out of bounds for the rookies instead. Rookies have it into Leilani Brendel. Now the handoff out to Mack. Three-pointer on the way for Mack. Good. Elena Mack with the second three of the second half. And then the near steal, to the floor they go, Brianna Mayo. With Leilani, and rookies will have the basketball. 49-23 score here. They have extended the lead significantly. 5:13 to go here, as Austin was saying. Let's see if the rookies come out and push that lead out there, and they are doing it. Here's Duarte. Muscles one up, but Beiflugen with a good hand up deflected that basketball. Now Newton's going to get called for a foul. That's Newton's fourth now. So Newman will come in. Maddie, the freshman, will check back in for the rookies. Mayo having trouble finding somebody, and then then the male, got to be able to get the ball in cleanly, and male throws that pass over there where I don't think Przybylski would have got that anyway if it had been on target. So for Tri-Valley, just 2 points in this first 3 minutes of the third quarter, and it shows on the scoreboard as the rookies have put up 11, the 11-2 run by the rookies to start the third quarter, and now that lead has ballooned into the 20s. I was trying to remember that score. I wanted to say it was 71-40 with the Sioux Valley Classic, and I know Austin said that was a 31-point victory. It was the one game that they didn't get into the running clock on. The rookies, they didn't get into a running clock with 10 points, but as Coach Kerry Lamar says too, hey, 10 points like our sister school. We like them. We like to travel together. We're competitive, but we're not going to mess with a brother or sister. So they're nice to them. The rookies, just a fantastic collection here. These girls, I'm going to miss Monica for next year, but everybody back, but she and Bethany Brandle. And here comes Jasmine Weisslugan showing that running speed as she gets it up court quickly. Can't get the shot to go off the glass and into the hands of the rookies. Here comes Mack back the other way. Spins for Przybylski around. Can't get the shot to go. Jalea clears a spot, and apparently Mack was on the baseline. Yep. So it's Tri-Valley's basketball. Again, Mayo just staring at the person she's going to want to throw to, and no wonder the rookies have it so easy. Here's a steal by Monica as Yetchmenov. Trying to pull it away from Weisslugan to avoid the possession arrow change, and it will be possession, though, to Tri-Valley, so the rookies will get it back next time. She wanted to hang on and get the possession cleanly. Now Weisslugan looking for Pennington to roll through the hoop. Instead, she stays there. Now Monica over the top goes to Leilani, back to Maddie. Back to Leilani, Maddie, and Yetchmenov with the rebound off the miss. Here's Mack over to Leilani. Her shot misses. Duarte follows for two. So it's 13-2 run to start the third quarter. 3:45 to go here. As coming up to the media timeout at the next dead ball, and it's close to it right now. There's going to be a foul called on Maddie Newman. 16 foul. And the timeout on the floor, well, I'll keep this one actually, as I just want to talk over to a 51-23 lead for King Cove. The rookies on their way to a state championship here, folks. Even with 11 minutes of basketball to go here, there would have to be a tremendous amount of things to change up. And I don't mean change up just a little. Change up a lot for Tri-Valley to get back in this. Remember, Tri-Valley, Rachel Kaufman has four fouls. She's their key inside player. They have not put points on the board here in the second half. The rookie defense has been too much. I want to do point out, though, another big thing going on out there in your community and out there in the Aleutians area there of the listening area for KSDP. That's the station, KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Boy, anytime you can be a big part of supporting their efforts through volunteerism or sharing your resources too with them, fundraisers, things like that, please do that. Please support them. Think about all the things that KSDP does for your communities out there and for the listening area. Is bringing sports, but also news, weather. When I tune in and want to find out something about an area, I go to the radio station in Alaska, as we've got some great ones, and KSDP right at the top. Austin Roof and his crew has done a fantastic job out there, so please support them as much as you do. I'm waiting for my sweatshirt. I know I'm getting a sweatshirt. But we'll be back to action. As the rookies have the basketball out of the timeout, here comes Elena back the other way. And shot there and misses. Rebound by Pennington. Here comes Byflugan back the other way. Rookie swarming around her. Newman, good job of staying in front. She's just a freshman. Newman plays like one of the seasoned pros out there for the rookies when he gets in. All the girls do, actually. They just have that. They know what they're supposed to do on the court. And the shot there misses for Byflugan. Out it comes to Brianna Mayo. Move to Jasmine. High post to Pennington. Good offensive set this time for Tri-Valley. Kaufman can't get it to go, and Yetchmena pulls down the rebound with Brzezinski. But it'll be Tri-Valley with the basketball. As the possession arrow switches back now to the rookies. Comes into Kaufman. She's worried about Duarte, I think, in there. And here's Kaufman, turns on Duarte, and Jalea will get called for the foul. Three on Duarte, four on Newton, and at the line, Kaufman for a couple of free throws. First one is good, one more coming up. Kaufman gets the second one as well. 9 points in the game for her, but only 4 points in this quarter so far, although now they've held the rookies scoreless for the last 2 minutes, roughly. As here is Monica digging out that loose ball, goes to Leilani Brando, and she comes in off the glass. Think it, say it, and it will happen. As they had been scoreless for a little while there, and now get the two-pointer. There's Pennington, chase it to Brzezinski. Out to Byflugan, three-pointer on the way. That one won't go, and to the floor goes Kaufman. And a whole ball. This will be Ricky's basketball. Rachel's got to learn to keep that footing. She's gone through the floor lots of times, takes you right out of the play immediately. If you're not ready to run. Here is Mack, back to Newman. Now to Przybylski, now Przybylski picks up Mack. Shot misses there, and Kaufman with the rebound, and Mack steals it. Kaufman's gotta get rid of that ball too. You look for your outlet player, especially with somebody like Mack around. She's gonna steal any chance she gets. And Elena Mack with the two-pointer in the lane. Mack is having a good game here today, scoring-wise. Here is Kaufman, a long shot. That won't work, and the rebound comes off. It's Elena Mack with the rebound. Mack keeps the dribble as Przybylski faces her up outside. Now the shot there, Przybylski. Good hand up on the defense there as Rachel Kaufman with the rebound. Now comes to Byflugan on the baseline. Can't get that one, but the rebound put back good for Kaufman. That makes it 55-27. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 6 points in the quarter for Tri-Valley is all, and here's Mack. Try to add to the rookie's total. Doesn't, and Jalea Duarte gets the rebound, though. The putback won't go, but she'll go to the line for two shots. Mike Lugan picks up first, second. And the rookies will have two from the line for Duarte. First one rattles around and out, and one more coming up for Jalea. Speaking of Duarte's, we're going to be hearing about another one here shortly as the boys' championship game coming up after this one, not right after this one, but there'll be a split of probably 30 minutes, I bet, or close to, as the state championship brings some setup and some pomp and things like that. You got to make things happen like that, so it'll probably be 20 to 25 minutes after the end of this. Here is Kaufman. on the baseline shot. Can't get it. Leilani going after the rebound. Down goes Gothman again. That'll be rookie's basketball. Comes in to Mack as Przybylski stays in front of her. Mack pulls up and Gothman fouls Duarte. That's number five on her. Gothman with 11 in the ball game. She wanted to play a better game, but can't stay in there with five fouls. 55-27, just a sophomore. Here's Duarte. Inside for two. And Jalea goes right to work. As now, with just a second left in the third quarter. Just Menoff gets the foul here. Monica has her second. 57-27 score. At the line is Kennington for the 1-1. Doesn't get the first one, and the time's going to wind down. Rebound goes to Emma Tomio, who checked in. She's a freshman. Well, that's the end of three quarters of play. It's a 57-27 score now as the rookies double up the lead going into the fourth quarter. They lead by 30 as we enter the fourth quarter of the 1A state championship. Rookies on their way. We're back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
All right, the rookies, their game to lose at this point, up by 30 with just one quarter to go. It's almost safe to say, and you just don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, that the rookies are going to bring home the trophy. We're going to say thanks to our sponsors really quickly and be back for that fourth quarter action. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Shoeing Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoeing Corporation, Telalaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP. Time to see if the rookies can bring it home. And don't forget, T-Jack's at 4. But here we go. Fourth quarter action with Paul Carl Pulliam down at Anchorage.
Marching to victory. 8 minutes of basketball to go before these girls can truly celebrate. And that's one thing Coach Gary Lamar said, and I love that about the kids too. They're one of those teams that while they're doing well, they don't go too crazy over it or anything. They just calmly go about their business, so to speak, as their business is winning ball games. And for the rookies, they have what happened there. It's Menef gets the three-pointer as and makes it 59, or two-pointer makes it 59-57. And for Beiflugen, she's trying a three. This misses. Pennington underneath. This is in close. Mack with a hand on it, too. As Yesminov gets the rebound out on the sideline there. Now to Mack. Mack to Duarte. Sliding inside. Goes past Pennington. Gets the two-pointer. As there's a steal by Leilani. This one won't fall over the rim, and Leilani gets her own rebound. Now trying to pass back inside and stolen away there by Przygoski. Back the other way, Przygoski going to Mayo. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Elena Matt. King Cove rookies are rolling. And a timeout on the floor with 6:43 to go here in this ball game. It's 61 for King Cove, 27 for Tri-Valley. The rookies storming the victory here. And kind of as expected, you hope that Tri-Valley would, you know, bring the A game, which I think they've tried to do, but the rookies just so good that they can elevate more than what you've seen them here. And I think that's it. When you get a team that plays so well together like this, you say, bring on anybody, really. We'll play anybody. And I know I'll be talking to, well, I've talked to Coach Gary about that too, about some of the other potential travel trips you could do and where to play. I know certainly like Delta Junction has the Dean Cummings tournament up there where you play mostly 3A schools and some 2A, but for the most part, those type of tournaments where you play up to competition, and these girls would easily do that. The demeanor of the team, the way they go about it, they're not going to be starstruck by anybody or look at classifications. They'll just play basketball, and that's what they do so well. The boys very similar, too, as here is Feiflugen into the lane. This is a shot there. Rebound comes off Leilani Brandel. Going back to Yetchmenov trying to, and it's going to be out of bounds to Tri-Valley. The senior Monica getting a chance to be on a state championship team or final year. That's a great deal. As here's Beiflugen tries to shot foul on Brandel. So Leilani picks up the foul. And at the line, Beiflugen, first shot is off. Well, Jasmine had 10 at the half. She still has 10. As they just scored 6 points is all in the third quarter. And now one from the line. First point in the fourth quarter here. Coming with just under 2 minutes gone. Now to Duarte. Chalea off the glass won't go, and the rebound taken down by Beiflugen. Here she comes charging up court, trying to go to Mayo on the baseline. Back to Jasmine over in the wing. Beiflugen down the baseline to Pennington. Back out. Mayo, three-pointer, not there. Rebound by Duarte out to Leilani. Brandel has Sadie Newton ahead. Caesar gets it to her. Back to Brandel. Off the glass, not there. Rebound taken down by Pennington. 61-28 score. 5:44 to go in this game. That's the Rusevelli in now for the Tri-Valley girls. This is a steal by Matt. Matt will bring it down left side of the key and hits it off the glass for two. Elena Mack makes it 63-28. We're over 5 minutes to go as here's Tri-Valley working it into the forecourt. And Mayo trying to get that shot to go. Has it knocked out of bounds out of her hands. And Beiflugen with the three, not there. With the two, not there. Pennington gets the rebound again. As Mayo comes over to Beiflugen. Two-pointer. Got it. First field goal of the fourth quarter for the Tri-Valley Warriors. And only their third in the second half. They only had 6 points in the third quarter. And now three in the fourth. 63-30 score. 4:52 on the clock. And for the rookies, 4:52 away from celebrating. I was going to mention, Coach Jerry Lamar telling the girls that too, that, you know, it's not about, let's not do the celebrations for all the little things. It's all right to be, you know, have the talk among yourselves a little bit, or good play, or thank you, Monica, or whatever it might be, but, don't need the big celebrations on the floor. Just play basketball. And that's what reminds me, I think, so much of the great Ninelchik teams back in, early 2000s, end of 99s, as, Coach Dan Lehman. Thought his team playing that way. Not a lot of celebration, just a lot of ball playing. And there's a two-pointer for, Leilani there is, now coming out to Przybylski. The shot there misses, and Jalea gets the rebound. And Monica has it taken away there. Is, here is Mayo with it to Przybylski. She's got two. So now at the other end, here is a two-pointer for Newton. Newton hadn't scored in the third quarter, but gets two there in the fourth, as here's the rebound off the missed shot. Przybylski tries it there, but can't get it. Yetchmena stays in front of her, and Mack at the free throw line misses his shot. There's Monica with the rebound. Puts it in. Yetchmena with the two-pointer. And as here's Newton for two off the steal. Now here comes Isabelle with Mack right there, and she won't catch up in time. So out of bounds, King Cole basketball. The King Cole girls with Duarte down low gets fouled by Bifrugan. Pennington went down too. Duarte gets up. She's okay. And to the rookies, here come the starters. 2:43 to go in the ballgame, a 72-32 score. As in comes Bethany Brandel with Kayla Calvert out there. This time Bethany Brandel, Calvert. As here's Calvert and Pennington trying to get tied up there. Pennington comes out there with the basketball, and there's going to be a foul called, I think. As for the rookies, it'll be Victoria Samuelson. So Samuelson coming in with Brandel, Calver, Mack in there, or Maddie Newman. And now here comes Susikin as Elena Mack is going to head out too. Maddie Newman and Victoria Samuelson. So here's the ball in the hands of Nicole Gold. Gold working up court, has Kuzikin with her, and tie up there. There was Mistel Tegas. So putting it into play will be Tegan Tuco. Tuco looking to get it in and does to Bifurgan. And there's going to be a foul called on Kuzikin. 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 And at the line will be Jasmine for 1-1. She gets the first one, has one more coming up. Got it. Time winding down here. Here's Rita with the celebration shot over the backboard. Big goals. The 1A state champions on the girls' side, the Rookies, have done it.
And you can hear it in the background as the fans cheer. The Rookies have won the 1A championship. We're going to have the play by the wrap up at the quarter here in just one few minutes, where we'll have the breakdown of the scores. Big shout out to the girls. We'll play a little bit of Queen. We have to do it as we get ready for Carl. He's going to have the stats for us at the end, but the girls, Rookies, have done it after being shut down 2 years in a row at the semifinals. They're going to walk away with a win.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my face, but I've come through. And I need to go home.
It feels good having the girls win finally after being shut down 2 years in a row in the semifinals. The noise decibels have settled down a little bit. Carl can talk once again, and he's got the stats here for the wrap-up. The girls win it 72-34, and let's see how the scoring broke down. Thanks, Carl.
Hey, no celebrating. Just play basketball. And now they're celebrating as the rookies go into the stands behind the bench there. They've had a great group of fans here at this state tournament. I'll tell you what, last night, they were a big reason for the T-Jacks and rookies' big games yesterday, as it was a corner of the gym here, or at the gym of the Alaska Airlines Center here, one corner of it, just all rookies fans. And I tell you what, it was as loud last night, I think, some ways than here, although this in the championship game, I think they brought it up a notch. Watch out, folks down there in the, Seattle, stadium where the Seahawks play, they'll break the decibel level here. So the rookies win it. They're a happy bunch of young ladies over there. All five starters getting in the scoring book as Monica waited, the senior waited till the fourth quarter. She finally made a shot there. It didn't take many. She tried a couple, I think, in the first quarter, but Monica ends up with four. With five, Leilani Brandle, the sophomore. And then the three juniors, all in double figures, 12 points for Sadie Newton, 21 for Jalea Duarte, and leading the way, Elena Mack, a game high 30 for the girls. On the other side, it was Jasmine Beiflugen and Rachel Kaufman doing their job. They got 15 for Beiflugen and 11 for Kaufman, although she fouled out in the fourth quarter, did what she could. And then scoring six was Erin Przybylski, two for Pennington, as that was it for the Warriors. They only come up with 34 points in this one. The big thing to me that always jumps out, I look at turnovers in the game. And if you could say forced turnovers, that would even be better. But Mayo had 10 turnovers of the 27 that Tri-Valley had. That's 27 times that 27 more possessions you get as a team. And for Coach Lamar's girls, that's what they thrive on is defense. And they picked up 27, caused 27 turnovers. Mayo was oftentimes the girl inbounding the ball, and so those passes that would be intercepted, the turnover goes to her for the most part. But Mayo's kind of the girl that does a lot of their assists, too, or, you know, moving the offense. And so when your turnover to assist ratio is the other direction, that's not a good thing. Well, Elena getting it done all over, too. She had assists to go with rebounds and steals, as all the girls pitching in 14 steals, in fact, for the girls in the ball game, and that's a tremendous amount of steals. So the King Cove rookies, your 2019 1A state champions. And for me, I'm going to put my mark on this team in the sense that I'm going to challenge these girls to come back and do it again next year. Is everybody coming back but Monica Yetchmena? And I know that they have the capability of being back-to-back, just like Scammon Bay did a couple of years ago. This is that good a team, if not better, I would say, with their shooting and with their inside play, Duarte, and their defense is tremendous. So let's see if we can do two in a row now, girls, 2019 and 2020. You got one under your belt, one more coming up before these juniors to become seniors. Well, we got the boys game coming up next, just about 20 minutes away before we go through the